Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're talking about overcoming in your life. You know, the Bible says, he that overcometh is going to inherit all things. God wants you to overcome. And we're specifically talking about the area of overcoming unforgiveness in your life. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, if you forgive men their trespasses or their sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, if you are abiding in unforgiveness, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You know, every single one of us have to deal with the opportunity to forgive people who have hurt us, have abused us, taken advantage of us, been hostile towards us, people that have been cruel or retaliated against us, or maybe we've been affected by people being prejudiced against us. They've treated us unfairly. They've accused us wrongly, rejected us. So many different situations that have occurred in our life where people have wronged us. And we have to choose to forgive that person. We must forgive. If we will not forgive, then God will not forgive us. When we talk about forgiving someone, we're talking about releasing them. The Greek word means to release or dismiss, to free fully, to pardon someone. And if we're really forgiving someone, we're going to grant free pardon for an offense or a debt whereby the person who's been wrong not only overlooks the offense, but harbors no ill feeling against the offender. And you let go of and forget the offense, you totally let it go. Forgiveness is an act of mercy, and that is the love of God in action. Every one of us have been commanded to walk in love. You know, the Lord is long-suffering, He's of great mercy, and He forgives. We need to realize and that He's always ready to forgive, and that's got to be the attitude we're going to have. We are always ready to forgive. We are always ready to show mercy towards one who has wronged us or hurt us. Very important that you make that decision. It is not a feeling. It is a decision. It is unconditional. It is walking in love to forgive. Now, when God forgives, He forgets. He doesn't hold the continual knowledge of the sins. He doesn't remember our sins anymore, the Bible says. In Hebrews 8:12, it says He'll be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. That's the attitude we have to have. We are going to be merciful to any person's unrighteous attitudes or acts or words against us. And their sins and their iniquities, we're not going to remember it anymore. And remember, when God forgives, sin is thoroughly dealt with, and that's exactly the attitude that we have to have. You must forgive. Now remember in Matthew 18:21, which we looked at in the last broadcast, Peter came to the Lord and said, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Otherwise, is there a limit to the times that I need to forgive one who sins against me? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7, otherwise an unlimited forgiving of person's offense against you. You should always forgive a person. Be ready to forgive. You've got to train yourself to forgive immediately. Remember, forgiveness is a decision at the point of your will, and it is showing forth that you are walking in love. He goes on and talks about the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king. And this particular king was taking account of his servants, and there was one that owed him 10,000 talents. And when this man was brought before him, his Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife and children. All he had in payment was to be made. Well, the servant fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Well, the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But that same servant went out, found one of his fellow servants, owed him 100 pence, a small amount compared to that 10,000 talents. And he laid his hands on him and told him to pay that which he owed. Well, the fellow servant did the exact same thing that he'd done to his Lord, saying, have patience with me and I'll pay thee all. But he would not, and he cast him in the prison until he would pay the debt. Well, when the fellow servants saw what was done, they went and told the Lord, and he called this man to him. And he says, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me, but you have not had compassion on your one who owed you. And because of that, the Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And then in verse 35, he says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. There is no justification, no rationalization for you to hold unforgiveness against any person. You must forgive, and it must be from the heart. If you lack a forgiving heart, you're going to get into resentment, bitterness, anger, negative bad attitudes, retaliatory attitudes, and you're going to abide in areas of sin. It is important that you do not do this, otherwise you're going to give place to the devil. Unforgiveness gives Satan place in your life, and we're not to be ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 2:11 talks about forgiveness. It says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. When you walk in the area of unforgiveness, you're going to break fellowship with the Lord. You break fellowship with him. The Bible says that if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, that would be contrary to the word. Walking in darkness would be as well just like walking in unforgiveness. We lie, we don't do the truth. Otherwise, we're not really in fellowship with him. If we walk in the light, which would be according to forgiveness and walking in love, as he's in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. Otherwise, if you are in unforgiveness, you are out of fellowship with the Lord. You must forgive. It is a decision at the point of your will. Also, it gives Satan advantage over you. It opens up the door and lets demonic spirits of unforgiveness come into you and accompanying spirits depending upon the way you're reacting, whether it's in anger or resentment or bitterness or what kind of attitudes that you have. We cannot give place to the devil. We need to forgive every person who has wronged us and hurt us. Don't let yourself continue in any area of unforgiveness in your life. Forgiveness is a choice, not a feeling. Many people say, well, I just can't forgive because I don't feel like forgiving. I've got these continual feelings and thoughts. You need to realize that forgiveness is a choice in obedience to God's word. You need to make the decision to forgive. I will forgive. And it's not a feeling. It's not something that you just do if you feel like it. It is obedience. In fact, your feelings are not going to line up with what God wants you to do from your spirit. Also, this forgiveness that you have must be from the heart. It can't be lip service. If you walk in unforgiveness, it breaks your fellowship with him. Now, if you will continue in that, it also will hinder your prayers. But the Bible talks about it in Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you don't forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. It is very important. If you don't forgive, of course, you won't be forgiven yourself. You've got to forgive others in order for you to be forgiven. And then in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you forgive and you've confessed that sin of unforgiveness, then you will be cleansed from all unrighteousness and forgiven of all of your sins. Also, as you choose to forgive, God will bring forth healing in your own life. Psalms 103 verse 3 talks about how he's the one who forgives us of all of our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. We see many times that healing and forgiveness are together in the Word of God. And it's important to realize that when you are in unforgiveness, it will affect you emotionally, it will affect you mentally, it will affect you physically. You are going to open up the door for the devil to have advantage to afflict you with sickness or with mental and emotional torment and hurts and wounds in your life. And you've got to get healed and delivered, and it starts with forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is a decision. How are you going to walk in forgiveness? You're going to make the decision. I will forgive. It's at the point of your will. You make that decision based on the fact that you have been called to walk in love. Praise God. So you've got to do it. Now, many times you have chosen to forgive a person, but continued feelings of unforgiveness or thoughts of unforgiveness persist in your life. What do you do about that? you need to realize that this is the work of demonic spirits in you. You see, when you have sinned in the past of not forgiving a person and you are abiding in unforgiveness, then you let those spirits come in. And those spirits of unforgiveness then will give you feelings and thoughts of unforgiveness about that person. Now, when you come around and you finally realize that's an area of sin and you need to deal with it, and you choose to forgive that person, why have not all the feelings and thoughts left? Many times people have chosen to forgive, but they still have feelings of unforgiveness. They still have the thoughts of unforgiveness against a person. And maybe they were in anger or bitterness and resentment, and they still have that anger and resentment and bitterness. Now, why is that? That is because of the spirits that have come into you from the open door of sin when you gave Satan advantage and place previously. So what do you need to do? You need to cast out those spirits of unforgiveness and whatever else you let in, whether anger, bitterness, resentment, retaliatory, or whatever it might be. And that will drive out that which is bringing those thoughts to you. You see, to be forgiven, you confess that sin before the Lord, and you choose to forgive, but that did not eliminate the unforgiving spirits. You've got to cast them out, and you've got to receive God's healing in the area of the emotions, which will occur as you cast out these spirits and you choose to forgive. You see, the act of forgiveness and then the casting out of the spirits will eliminate the problems, and then you will be set free. This is important because if you have had situations where you've forgiven and you continually have these feelings and thoughts, and I've seen so many people, I've talked to them, they keep on forgiving time after time after time. They think that they're having to continually forgive the person that maybe they didn't truly forgive them from their heart, when in reality they really did, because they did it with a genuine heart attitude and obedience to the Word of God. And if you've done that and you have still had feelings and thoughts, you need deliverance. And if you cast out those spirits and continue to maintain a forgiving attitude, then you will walk in victory. The other thing you need to do is take your thoughts captive. Take your thoughts captive, think on good things, and start to pray for that person. Start to bless those that have cursed you. Start to pray for those that have used you or have been persecuting or have been destructive against you. Start to minister love to them in the Spirit. And as you do that, you will break that thing, and you will overcome, and you will walk in victory. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,